Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attired.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrift.
It's on the first standing by. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999. Ola, and you'll play profile this in minutes. But first, Bobbin, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast Dr. Anthony Fauci. Certainly you know who he is by now, as he's basically one of the lead members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force. How did he get that gig? Well, he served as an immunologist for the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases for the last 36 years. And when you get that kind of resume, you get the gig that you have now. And look, he's worked on strategies to combat HIV and AIDS back in the day. He helped shape the U.S. response to Ebola back when the U.S. used to step up and do that kind of thing. Lately, he's been the de facto public health spokesperson for the public office of the White House during the COVID pandemic. He's a member of the National Academy of Sciences, the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, the National Academy of Medicine, the American Philosophical Society, the American Society for Clinical Investigation, the Infectious Disease Society of America, and the American Association of Immunologists, etc. Basically, he's in all the same groups that I am. So anyway, he is now the guy that we see, and he's helping a lot of people at least understand what is going on out there. Because let's face it, right now, there's a lot of misinformation, there's a lot of denials, there's a lot of confrontations, there's a lot of confusion. But this guy, being that he is unbiased, and he's just out there to speak the truth, this is what I know, none of it's good. He's certainly not spreading good news, but saying, look, this is the best we know. These are the precautions we think we should take. And believe it or not, on both sides of the aisle, as partisan as DC's become, with the idiots on both sides, they're like, you know what? We pretty much like this guy. We pretty much support this guy. We at least believe the words coming out of his mouth. And now he's getting what I believe to be one of the ultimate United States honors when you do this kind of thing, considering there's a worldwide pandemic. And like I said, no one just gives a straight answer, but this guy does the best he can, which the way this country is now, that's a really important thing. And we're going to honor him the way that best way you could honor anyone. He's going to get his own bobblehead.
He's getting his own bobblehead?
Yes. For all of that work that he's done.
I thought you were going to say he's getting death threats.
He is getting death threats because people don't like truth. We know how that goes. But he's also, he's going to be immortalized as a bobblehead. That's right.
Oh, wow.
5 decades of fighting infectious disease, you know, trying to keep a nation together. We say, you know what? No better way to reward you than give you a bobblehead. So look for your Dr. Fauci bobblehead coming your way sometime soon. See, kids, dreams can come true. You work hard at school, right? My man went to school for 8 years to learn this stuff. And it's one of those jobs that's always evolving because, look, viruses change. Everything the guy works with changes. You have your finger on the pulse of every form of microscopic nature that is out to kill humanity. You put your effort into that, you just might get your own bobblehead. or you can play in the NFL. But either one of those two.
I never thought I'd want a doctor bobblehead, but I would. I would take his.
I would take his. And actually, to be fair, I want to say these bobbleheads—they're going to cost like $25, but they're going to donate $5. From each one of the Focci bobbleheads, they're going to give that to the American Hospital Association.
Guys, Miles, I know you had a bobblehead. Do you guys
still have two boxes of them in my garage that no one wanted?
Pretty sure. Now, I saw Miles's bobblehead, and look, in the world of radio.
Did I buy it from a thrift shop one day on the air?
Somebody did, yeah.
I found it. I can't believe someone parted with that. But I remember seeing your bobblehead, and it had the logo of the station you're on at the time, and I keep staring at the bobblehead. I'm like, it looks kind of like Miles. Wait a minute. I think it's also Todd Heap from the Baltimore Ravens.
It's a lot of people.
I think you're, you're a stockhead.
Like this the doctor's going to be Fred Armisen. Right. Like it's not going to be much different than the body size.
Like whoever you like look like is what you're going to look
him
like.
Him and Gilbert Gottfried and like nine other people have the same bobblehead with just a different head on.
That's exactly it. So Dr. Fauci and his honorary bobblehead.
You know, what's funny? I have a bobblehead that sits on my living room table. It's been there forever. Coach Wooten. He's always motivating.
Okay. He's shaking his head, just looking at you.
Exactly.
Should I get the pizza, Coach?
Yep.
Yeah.
Coach said yes.
Rarely says no.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bichola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Steve Throw Hogan, your police, everyone. How Profile This is played.
Sure can, Miles. Let me answer a question from a commenter. No, we don't all have our own bobbleheads. That was just Miles from
just
years
Miles.
Ago.
Mm-hmm.
So you want mine then, huh?
You have two boxes. You should bring one in. And anyone that wants one, I think you should allow them to take the Miles bobblehead.
Yeah, and he plays guitar.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that.
Maybe I'll tape some french fries around its neck and put it out there for the signals tomorrow and see what happens.
Sad bobblehead.
They won't even attack it.
What is that?
Well, it's a simple game, Miles, where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the Men's Room.
I'm here. Hola.
Hola. All right, Rick, you understand how this here game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. As always, I have three stories in front of me. Two of them deal with the tried and true ethnicity slash race. One deals with the world of drugs. And it is your choice which story we will attack today.
Well, I'm going to go with ethnicity.
You're going to go with what, Rick?
Ethnicity.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do that.
Hey, you know, I'm going to go with this story. Mike Hawk brought us this story probably a month ago, 6 weeks ago, whatever it was. So maybe you remember it, but it's at an IHOP in Florida at 3 o'clock in the morning. I could just tell you that. You already know that things are not going to be good. But in this case, the cops in Clearwater, Florida, they got a call at an IHOP at 3 o'clock in the morning about a 24-year-old guy that was causing a problem. Apparently, he walked into the IHOP, and then he started going table to table, offering to show people his junk. He wouldn't leave when the staff... So keep in mind, he's only offering. Hey, do you want to see my penis? If you said, I'd really rather not, he'd just go to the next table. I give him credit for that much. But he wouldn't leave when the staff told him to, so he was arrested for disorderly conduct. Now, he was in jail for 11 hours before the cops let him go. And then 2 hours later, he was busted for stealing two donuts from a gas station. Now, he ate one, then he tried to use the other one to bribe the cops because, as he says, quote, all cops love donuts. Oddly enough, he was arrested for theft and he's now in jail. My question for you is, do you believe this man that offers to show his junk at customers in an IHOP at 3 a.m. and then steals two donuts and tries to bribe a cop with one is black, white, Mexican, or Asian?
Well, it's in Florida.
Yeah, Clearwater, Florida.
And he's showing his junk.
Only if you agreed to see it, yeah.
I'm thinking black on this one, but I'm gonna ask the experts. What do you think, Ted?
All right, Florida, he's in the IHOP. Do you want to see my penis?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you said no, as I understand from the article, he would just move on to the next table. So I don't think he got any takers. But
and then he gets arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Gets out.
Yeah, they let him out 11 hours
later.
Then
steals two donuts.
He eats one.
The cops come and get him. And then he offers the other donut to the cop.
And did they say what kind of donuts?
Yeah. Do you know what kind of donuts?
I do not know. Because that would go a long way. To me, that says a lot.
That's a tough one. What town of Florida?
Clearwater.
Miles, help me out here. Clearwater?
It is
like South Gulf Coast.
It's West Coast Gulf Coast.
Is that right Scientology
beside,
land?
Right by St. Pete Beach in Dunedin. So Tampa area, Tampa, St. Petersburg.
And there's a little bit of everything in that
Broward
area.
County, probably.
There is a lot of stuff.
I mean, there is. I mean, you could be.
I mean, it's tough because at 3 a.m, everybody goes to IHOP.
Right.
And everybody likes donuts. But he got gas station donuts.
And he's, I'm not above a gas station donut.
But he did stay in jail for 11 hours.
11 hours. And then 2 hours after they let his ass out. Right, he's stealing donuts.
I think he's black. Because he never really exposed himself, correct?
No, unless anyone, I don't know whether he did or not, but if you did not agree to see it.
It's not that he wasn't being lewd and his behavior wasn't, but he wasn't exposing himself.
No.
But he was still in jail for 11 hours.
Because keep in mind, at the point that the staff, oddly enough, IHOP, sticklers for, hey, don't walk in our restaurant and show your penis. They're like, dude, you got to go. And when he wouldn't leave, that's when they just called the cops. And
did
said,
he, do you know that, was he just released or did he post bail?
I don't think he posted bail because he didn't have any money or he wouldn't have gone
and stole
two donuts.
He's in jail for 11 hours before the cops let him go. That's the way they put it. So he may have been drunk or something. I don't believe he did. According to the article, there's no point that mentions that he exposed himself. They only say that he offered or asked each person at the tables if they wanted to see
him. I mean, while weird, it seems more polite.
It is more polite because I feel like if you did expose yourself, that unquestionably you put that in the article, right?
Yeah, I just think if it's a white guy, he's going to expose himself. He's not going to ask.
All right, so I'm with you. Generally, when I think of like a flasher or whatever, I always think of a white guy in a trench coat or whatever. I don't know why I would think other races would ask first, but it seems like the white guy.
Just being polite, Ted.
Just be right.
Yeah, but also, when he offered that cop a donut, you don't know where he offered it from.
Yeah, it's true. It's one right here.
Yeah, here's a donut.
Yeah, it's like the Tower of Donuts, right?
Exactly. Like,
yeah, but also, they released him on his own reconnaissance and didn't charge him with anything.
But 11 hours later.
Yeah, but to be honest with you, 11 hours ain't that long to be in jail.
It feels like it at first, but not so.
Right. So that's why I'm thinking maybe he's white, is they didn't hit him with another charge.
Fair.
So is white, black?
White, black, Mexican or Asian?
Man, I don't know. Just because it's wild card, let's go Asian.
You're going to go Asian?
Yeah, maybe it's a Thai style.
I'm going to go black. All right, Rick, what are you thinking here for a final answer?
Yeah, I'm going to go black.
You're going to go black as well? Okay. We're going to find out if this guy who offered IHOP customers at 3 a.m. to see his junk, is he black, white, Mexican, or Asian? We will let you know coming up next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We got a Florida where you haven't lived unless you've been in a breakfast spot at 3 a.m. This time it's IHOP. Not even a Waffle House.
That is kind of odd. You would think in Florida it'd be all Waffle House.
You would. I get IHOP, but if you've been to Florida, I think you guys will agree with this a little bit. The people that are in an IHOP at 3 a.m., it's the people you'd expect, right? We went out, we got hammered, let's get some food in our belly to stave off the hangover. And then old people that got up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Go there for breakfast.
This is how they start their day.
Yeah, the guy was in there and he was going up to tables and offering the customers to see his penis. Most of them refused, and believe all of them did. Either way, he refused to leave the place. The police arrested him. He stayed in jail for 11 hours. They let him out, and he promptly went and stole two donuts.
Although, to be fair, he saved one for the arresting officer under the belief that all cops like donuts. Let me just amend that. Everybody likes donuts.
I just wouldn't say it to a cop.
Of course I don't say that to a cop.
You might as well call him Piggy.
Dude, I've been into a Dunkin' Donuts, and there's two cops, and they're also getting their order of food. And look, they know that you want to crack the joke. I know that they know that I want to crack the joke, but I don't crack the joke.
And you're right. Everybody loves a donut.
Yeah.
Don't at me.
All right, but the question was, did we believe this man who stole the donuts, tried to show his junk, was he black, white, Mexican, or Asian? Now, Rick, you agreed with Miles and said black. Ted, you went Asian. The
I
one
did.
Thing that all three of you agreed with is said, I just get the feeling for a white dude, he'd have shown you his junk and then gotten arrested, right?
Correct.
And the fact he got out 11 hours later.
On his own recon.
Yeah, his own recon, all that stuff. And as it is, oh, everybody, no. Everybody's wrong.
Okay.
Our IHOP penis wanna shower, Mexican.
Oh,
Mexican.
Man.
Huh.
Okay.
My theory on that is when I was in jail, I was like one of the only white people in there, and everybody kept going, don't worry, white boy, you can get on your own recon.
In Baltimore.
I heard it so many times. And I remember when they set my bail, like the one dude I was hanging with, he goes, damn, can't believe they gave you that.
But you're white in Baltimore. Of course they did.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah, look out. Look out. Look out. All right. Today, your choices, Miles, will be the Jimmys.
Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
Seth.
Conan O'Brien. Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
All these late night hosts have a hard-working team of writers coming up with their jokes for their monologue, so it's up to you to decide, is this an actual late night joke or is it a The Ted Smith original?
I know. I've been slacking. I haven't paid my writers for the burgers in a while. All right. New vehicle sales in the U.S. are expected to drop as much as 60% in April, but they're expected to be even worse for the new Toyota Corona.
Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
New vehicle sales in the U.S. are expected to drop as much as 60% in April, and they're expected to be even worse for the new Toyota Corona.
I actually want to hear a really sad, this is a sad but true thing. New York City, obviously getting decimated by COVID-19. The borough of the five boroughs of New York City that is getting hit the hardest is Queens. And then within Queens, they break down which neighborhoods, zip codes, are having the worst success with this, so to speak. Do you know the name of the neighborhood in New York City that has the highest number of corona deaths? Corona.
It is Corona.
The name of the neighborhood is Corona.
Yeah, it's like the Tangled Rapunzel thing.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Exactly like that. Yes.
Precisely. That's why she had to leave. Yeah. Some adults are turning to coloring books as a way to relieve stress.
Clearly, you're on board.
Yes. It releases stress right up until your kids realize someone's filled in their coloring books.
I'll say Jimmy Fallon.
Kimmel.
Jimmy Fallon.
Meanwhile, some adults are turning to coloring books as a way to relieve stress. Yep, it relieves stress right up until your kids realize someone's filled in all their coloring books.
Walmart has said since the beginning of the quarantine, they've seen a noticeable increase in numbers of shirts they're selling, but not the number of pants. Tops are outselling bottoms by a long shot, and they think that's because everybody teleworking from home, you only need a shirt. So we've become a nation of Winnie the Poohs.
Detention.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Walmart has said that since the beginning of the quarantine, they've seen a noticeable increase in the number of shirts they're selling, but not in the number of pants. Tops are outselling bottoms by a long shot, and they think it's because with everybody teleworking from home, you only need a shirt. You don't need pants. We've become a nation of Winnie the Poohs.
It is kind of funny how many people have told me they haven't worn, like, jeans in a while.
Really?
Yeah, well, because they're just working from home, so they just stay in sweats or shorts.
Don't need to. The old news anchor approach.
I don't see why we just don't wear them. What's the difference?
I take it from somebody that was quarantined for 15 days. You make sure you put on the jeans once in a while.
Okay.
Right. Sweatpants give you a false sense of things. They're a little more elastic, waisty. A new study found what names are actually good or bad with money. The people who are best with money are named Andrew and Anna. And the people who are worst with money are Ollie and Karen. So Karen needs to see the manager and she's broke.
E.T. Smith.
That is. I love a Karen joke. Sorry to all the real Karens out there. I'm sure you're not as horrible as fictional Karen.
Yeah, you might be.
You know what the hell?
I bet you put cranberries in your chicken salad. Get the hell out of my potluck.
I was about to say, I don't know if I know a Karen, but then somebody's going to text me tonight.
You know Karen?
Dizzle. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, or somebody's going to text me like, hey, a-hole. My name is like, yep, sorry, Karen.
We dated.
You said there would be wings. There's a chance.
No, there's not. We're having those for dinner. Our lunch is gone.
To the ether. There's a chance that the Tour de France might be canceled. Not because of the virus, but because after 2 months at home, no one wants to be seen in spandex.
Seth Meyers.
Lee Ted Smith.
Jimmy Fallon.
Some sports news. There's a chance that the Tour de France might get canceled. Not because of the virus, because after 2 months at home, no one wants to be seen in spandex.
You guys don't need spandex?
I have a pair of bike riding shorts.
Do you? Mm-hmm. I have a pair of tights for like snowboard and stuff. But
that is the most recent pair of spandex tights. And again, it was to go to Kansas City to watch the Ravens and the Chiefs, and it was 19 degrees at kickoff.
So it was a good thing you bought.
Well, I was like, man, I don't need these. And I remember getting up that morning, went outside to smoke a cigarette. Like, hey, man, where'd you put that spandex? I'm going to go ahead and need that on my black ass. That's a bit chilly.
When I was training jiu-jitsu for a little bit, I had to wear the tights because people were complaining about all the hair on my legs.
Ted, before the emergence of all that stuff.
True story.
Before, like, seriously, like before you really did have that kind of like ski apparel and all those things, spandex to wear, guys would go to a football game, like at Lambeau. They would wear pantyhose.
That doesn't shock me.
They would buy pantyhose.
Yeah, to keep warm.
Yeah. Closest thing I had.
But these guys, like when you meet these guys, like, go ahead, crack a joke. Like, nah, it's cool, man.
But the pantyhose industry is not doing well these days.
I know, because nobody uses them to rob banks anymore.
Never.
Hey, look out. All right. Dolly Parton has released a new digital series to read a children's book at bedtime called Good Night with Dolly. And it's ranked number 2 in popularity right after, after Good Night with Jolene. Jolene, don't you let Dolly have anything? Please don't just do this because you can. And Jolene, don't get me wrong. I'd love to listen to you read a book. Your voice is soft like summer rain, but you know that.
Conan O'Brien.
Seth Meyers!
Dolly Parton will launch a new digital series to read a children's book at bedtime called Good Night with Dolly. And it's ranked number 2 in popularity after, after Good Night with Jolene. Jolene, can't you let Dolly have anything? Please don't do this just because you can. And Jolene, don't get me wrong, I'd love to listen to you read a book. Your voice is soft like summer rain, but we know that.
It's obviously from Dolly Parton's song, Jolene. Mm-hmm. If you don't get that. Let's see here. Where do we want to start? Good news or cancellation news?
Good news.
All right.
Let's start with some good news.
Now, this is tied into the COVID-19 kind of stuff, but this is kind of nice. It's basically a checklist of old people we like, celebrities. They're doing fine.
Oh, okay.
So everybody on this list doing A-OK.
I can already guess number 1. is that a woman?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Then I don't know. I was going to say Betty White. To me, that is everything.
Betty White is number 2. Betty White, by the way, 98 years old.
I know. Like, if Betty White goes, she's 98. It might not have anything to do with anything other than 98, but she's not number 1.
Right. And these are celebrities that are older, but are doing fine. Okay. So this is good news. Positive stuff.
All right.
Let's see. 98-year-old Carl Reiner.
Okay. All right.
Cicely Tyson.
How old is she?
Cicely Tyson is 95.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Come on down.
Bob Barker,
96, doing fine.
That's amazing.
How about a peanut farm?
Jimmy Carter,
doing fine, 95.
Doing fine.
Wonder how Billy is.
What's that?
Wonder how his brother Billy is.
Rehab.
Is he still alive?
Let's see, Murder, She Wrote.
Angela Lansbury.
I haven't thought about Angela Lansbury in a while.
I haven't either because they took that show off the air and therefore my mother couldn't watch it anymore.
We go to the comedy well. 94-year-old Dick Van Dyke and 93-year-old Mel Brooks.
Damn, okay. Yeah, Mel Brooks even put out some videos recently.
How about Jane Seymour? She's like 92, right?
Jane Seymour is... What is she? She's like mid-70s?
She's beautiful.
It doesn't matter. I think she's 72-ish, maybe?
She is still beautiful. She's just way too close in age to my mother. That's what creeps me out.
Yeah, listen, every woman I've ever been with had one thing in common with my mom. the vagina and breasts. But I found that I don't think about my mother in those moments. I'm going to be like, man, oh, man, you're the
but same. But I don't think about 70-year-old women other than just like, oh, yeah, like I should call my mom. So it's, I look at Jane Seymour and I have, but I'm like, ah, she's, that's sad.
But that's the difference. Of course we just think about 70-year-old women and go, sure, call your mom. Yeah. That's what we, but then you show Jane Seymour and
if she was your mother's best friend, you'd go home all the time.
Right.
I broke quarantine.
Corus Leachman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Tony Bennett, 93. You know what? Let's go with famous black actors. Famous black actors that are older.
James Earl Jones. Nah, he's not 90-something. I think he's like my dad's age. Sidney Poitier.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, like, look, man.
Sidney Poitier.
I don't know every black actor, but I had to go through my Rolodex to go like Pam, but dude's like 90, which means he's been around for a while.
Pam Grier's like not that old.
And I Bill also, Cosby is no longer someone we're worried about.
Harry Belafonte.
Okay.
You know, it's funny. I watched a movie the other day with Sidney Poitier. Poitier. Yeah. White Man's Burden.
Oh, yeah. I remember that movie. Was that Travolta?
It is Travolta.
Okay, yeah.
But it's like the worlds are reversed and right. So he's the white guy, but he like they're the thought of as the lesser class and the poorer people, this and that. So it's reversed, and he doesn't like that the guy took a look at his wife. So basically gets him fired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait till the police beatings come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Baba Wawa. She's fine. Bob Newhart's good. Jerry Stiller.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
You that forget. Means bad news next year.
Yeah.
You would hope that these people could quarantine under better circumstances than most as well.
They have a lot more money than we do.
Yeah, exactly. I figure Bob Barker's by the pool, still being Bob Barker.
He probably doesn't even know what's going on out there.
Yeah. I will say, this is, I mean, you know my passion for hot tubs and pools.
Yes.
But I am very jealous of people that have pools and hot tubs right now. It's like, if you went to a hotel, I don't think you could go into the hot tub of the pool.
No, you cannot.
Yeah. But if you got one in your home, well, the hell with it. Get to swimming.
That's why when Arnold Schwarzenegger gets everybody quarantine, like you're smoking an illegal Cuban cigar in your in-ground pool behind your mansion.
In one of your homes.
Like, dude.
I decided to quarantine in this house, not in my Malibu home.
We'd all be cool.
Yeah, there was, right, there was just a list of, like, some celebrities that just kind of missed the mark on trying to help out.
I'm quarantining. You're in a 15,000 square foot home.
Right. Like, Larry David's was funny because he was just like, I don't know what you people are doing anyhow. Or like my buddy Bernie, right? You've heard me bring him up. You guys know Bernie. Like, I talked to Bernie the other day. Now, he's struggling. He owns a private business, small business. But he goes, Teddy, I've been preparing for this all the time, man. I hate hugging people. I hate shaking hands. How many times have I even hugged? I said, I think we've hugged once. This is one of my best friends in the world.
Right.
He's like, yeah, man, I'm fine with this.
He still likes to get intimate, though, with his wife.
Yeah, but I don't know.
That's the one barrier he's got that he doesn't really do.
No, but it's so weird. I mean, I don't know. Is it like one of those rules with a call girl? Like, he doesn't hug her, he doesn't kiss her, they just have the sex?
Probably.
And a perfect girl.
I think that's her rule.
Let's see. You know what? Let's just go for dumb people making dumb comments. I bring you O.J. Simpson.
Oh.
O.J. Simpson, alleged murderer.
Someone proves him wrong.
Right. So O.J. watched The Tiger King, felt the need to go on Twitter, and he said, there's not a shred of doubt in my mind that lady's husband is a tiger sashimi right now. I'm just saying. Then he also threw this one out. White people. What's with you and wild animals? Leave them animals alone.
This coming from the man who allegedly stabbed two people.
Yeah.
Think about the people that you know of that are the type of people that have exotic pets. And then they all fit in the same category. And OJ's even in that category in a weird way. Like, he somehow fits.
If
like
you said he owned a tiger, I'd be like,
if you found out Joey Buttafuoco had, like, I don't know, like
an orangutan.
Right. Would you be like, probably par for the
course. Mike Tyson was pretty famous for having one.
Exactly.
And you're not shocked. You'd be shocked if we were talking about Betty White. And the one thing most people don't know is I have three chimpanzees. You'd be like, what? OJ Simpson says it. You're like, yeah, sure. All right, whatever.
But speaking of Betty White and exotic animals, another great movie that I don't know that I'd recommend all the time, but hey, you have time now. Lake Placid.
Yeah, I knew it.
Yes. One of Betty White's greatest roles.
That's when she cusses a lot, right?
She does. In Miles, it's a wild conspiracy, but it's a giant, I can't remember, it's a crocodile or alligator.
One of them. Living in Lake Placid, New York.
And just eating people.
And it's huge.
Massive.
Yeah.
It's in the sewers, the whole deal.
Well, to the lake.
Yeah. But it goes into town.
Did it go into town?
To the sewers.
Are you sure? Because there's another movie.
Was that Lake Placid 2?
Maybe.
I don't know, but there's another movie where there's a gator in the sewer.
Sewer gator.
Oh, that's sewer gator. Yeah,
yeah, sewer gator.
About, like gator from like way, was that the late 70s, early 80s?
Yeah, it was
where a kid
like
released the pet into the New York sewers.
Yes, oh, that was
that
it.
That was a different beast. Now, Lake Placid.
Hey, I'm going to eat you.
Much more wholesome innocence.
I don't know that I would call Lake Placid wholesome innocence.
I'm trying to get everyone to watch it.
You're right.
Betty White is awesome.
It is super wholesome. Betty White would never, ever utter a phrase that you can't imagine coming out of her mouth.
Right.
Lake Placid. Mm. Betty White. Grab the kids.
All right. Well, this, you know, look, 2020, we get it. Stuff's going on. Things are canceled.
Right.
Right. A couple months ago, it was kind of funny to talk about cancel culture. Now it's like, yeah, maybe we should save the word cancel for stuff that gets canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Miles, I know this one will hurt you.
Good.
Wimbledon has just been canceled for the first time since World War II. Sorry, this one isn't confirmed, but it sounds like the British Open's going to be canceled as well. The Open Championships, excuse me, golf.
I had all this Fila stuff I was going to wear.
Well, it's funny, Wimbledon, right? And here's the deal with Wimbledon, too. I was talking about this in the office the other day. Because it's in London and the All English Club. By the way, great uniforms. Yeah. The players wear all white. The judges have those dope jackets. But they can't play at any other time because it's an open air stadium. And in London, it rains so much that they're like, this is the only time they could play it. So, like, we're not going to postpone it because we can't do it.
I don't see why they can't play on grass. In the rain, it'll be entertaining. I'll watch it.
Yeah, so that's some things there. The British Open probably going to be canceled, too. That was for July. So, same thing. That last time that one was canceled was World War II. But, you know, got to get through and some things are going to get canceled.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here he goes. We head to California where police find a stolen SUV in Beverly Hills with 192 rolls of toilet paper inside. Meanwhile, a sprawling Welsh town is now empty, except for the hundreds of goats that have now occupied it. Florida woman hopped up on Fireball has coronavirus fight with her wife. The New England Patriots send a supply plane to China in hopes of saving a life or hundreds. And a Missouri man is arrested after purposely coughing through a Dollar Tree. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, gang. So my top story has been overruled here. We do have an update from Governor Jay Inslee as far as things that are going on here in Washington State. He has just tweeted out a thread. You can find this on his Twitter feed. It says that we have an obligation to ourselves and our loved ones to recognize the hard road ahead. So tonight he's extending the stay home, stay healthy order for 1 month. It has been extended out. He says, let's see here. Sorry, I'm reading this this live time here. He says through... Sorry. He's used his emergency powers to increase unemployment insurance access, prohibit evictions for not paying rent, provide utility ratepayer assistance, and make tax payment flexible.
Okay.
So,
just doing a little bit to help, right?
Doing a little bit to help. He says that the measures are working. However, we got to keep it going to ensure that this thing does eventually pass. So, it's been extended for another month. Moving on. Our top story, we head up to Canada, where they've shared a contest to help people cope with the difficult times. For years, they've been holding the annual hair freezing contest, the winner being the one with the best picture submission. The pictures shared online are giving people something to smile about. Have you guys seen any of those pictures of the frozen hair contest?
I want to say last year was the first time I saw it. Yeah,
it's not bad. So the people that won, I want to say that they took it in like their hot tub or something like that. I don't know, but here you go, Ted. Here's what they got going on. So they're basically just laying in this big old pool of water, and just they're extending their hair out in any big fashion that they can, trying to make it freeze up.
All right.
So it's
right.
Canada, and they can make it happen.
Yeah. Right, because it's cold enough. Real cold.
Moving on, another news. Meanwhile, there's even a new game being played to pass the time by. The game is inspired by the 1989 book, We're Going on a Bear Hunt, and simply consists of people putting teddy bears in their windows for kids to look at, while simple people have been taking comfort in it and feeling a sense of community through it.
All right, whatever works.
Right? Entertainment's kind of on the low end at this point. You know, kids aren't exactly going to the playground anymore, so taking a drive around the neighborhood and seeing the teddy bears in the window, probably ain't a bad thing.
Teddy bears, yeah.
He was close.
I said teddy bears?
No, you said teddy bears.
Oh, gotcha. That one. Moving on. We talked about this briefly on an earlier episode, but we go to Wales, where they've got a weird situation of their own. Ooh. We've heard stories of New Orleans being overrun by their rat population. We've heard about the monkey brawl going on in India.
Oh, that's right.
And now Wales is dealing with their own vermin infestation, mountain goats. A herd of animals has descended upon a town in Wales and have been the talk of the nation ever since. People chronicling their escapades as welcome to entertainment during this time.
All right, your choice. You can do rats, goats, or the monkeys.
100% mountain goats.
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm taking the goats.
Mountain goats are pretty violent, man.
You
don't understand how powerful they are.
I do, but I don't interact with them. Monkeys seek you out.
They do.
There's a different look. Everyone's downtown's dangerous. All right, walk to Baltimore. Exactly. They're actively searching for you.
There was a mountain goat up in the Olympics, man, and he was notorious for hanging out in this one area. He killed a guy who was up there hiking.
Did he really?
Yeah, about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, have you ever dealt with a real goat with horns? I mean, it's constant. Okay. They just headbutt you.
Let's look at the injury and death rates between rats, monkeys, and mountain goats. Who wins?
Mosquitoes.
Well, yeah, mosquitoes.
Probably rats, just because they carry so much garbage with them.
Rats are carrying things, plus they're just nasty. Yeah. Monkeys are violent, and mountain goats, yeah, they're going to hurt you, but stay away from mountain goat.
I used to live in a terrible place. There was always rats. Give me the rats.
Really?
I'm used to them.
Yeah. If there's rats, the food is fantastic. Just know that. They know where to dine.
Ted, I thought you'd be used to goats by now.
It's the right area.
Robert Kraft has stepped up in an attempt to bring aid. China welcomed the Patriots team plane as it landed to accept its cargo of 1.2 million N95 masks to take back to the States.
Awesome.
He's also shelled out $2 million to cover half of the cost of those masks.
That's Robert Kraft, right?
Robert Kraft.
Kraft.
Correct.
That prostitution thing, though. Let me do some good.
Time to do it, bro. Seriously.
Now for the other side of the spectrum.
Did you see that plane, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I know.
That's ostentatious. Now for the other side of the spectrum, we head to L.A. where police stopped a stolen SUV. The driver of the car was arrested, but officers found no less than 190 rolls of toilet paper in the back of the automobile.
Mm-hmm.
There's no word on whether the product was stolen or not. There's no crime for him to have that many rolls of toilet paper in his SUV other than why in the world do you need that many?
And why is it ditched in Beverly Hills, which is one of the richest areas of L.A.? You
right.
know what I mean? Like, you stole it.
That's why.
Yeah, like, then you ditched it there? Like, were you going to go back and pick it up?
Who are the people that get the test? Right? Rich people. Who else gets the test? Anyone who didn't believe? All these people get tested. The rest of us, we got to look for toilet paper. If you can get to a rich neighborhood, you'll find everything you need.
In Missouri, a man was arrested for terroristic threats after he followed the pattern of idiocy. The convicted felon was found walking around a Dollar Tree, intentionally coughing into the air and on doors before writing COVID-19 and the condensation on the freezer door. Yeah, that idiot was arrested. Good. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Okay, guys, we'll see you next time for the return of Ted versus the FCC as we remind you to stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected.
Yes, indeed. But in the meantime, we be all up out this batch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.